And good evening, everyone. Welcome to another exciting edition of Drink with Rick. This is the Saturday Night Wine Stream on Saturday nights, but tonight we're doing this on a Tuesday night because it is a very special occasion. Tonight is my son's birthday, his 21st birthday, so we're going to do a little wine tasting. This is going to be the first time he's tasted wine, and he's not going to have one, he's not going to try two, but he's going to try three different wines. And we're going to see what he thinks of them, or if he likes wine at all. So please stick around. It's going to be a lot of fun. It should be a lot of fun. He'll be joining me in just a few moments. But before we start, let me tell you, this is Drink with Rick. This is a stream of consciousness kind of show. And the chats are open. We're open on Facebook, on Twitch, on Twitter, on YouTube, and you can join me in the chats. You can join us in the chats, and we'll be engaging with you right there. And you can ask Tommy questions, ask him anything, and I'm sure he'll be happy to answer them for you, whether he likes the wines or not. Of course, you can join us on our Facebook page, Drink with Rick. You can join us on YouTube, and that's Drink with Rick. On Twitch, it's Drink with Rick 1, Drink with Rick and the number 1. On Twitch. Also, we're on Twitter, and that is at Drink with Rick. You can also visit the website. You can watch live on the website at drinkwithrick.com. Now, we don't have a chat going on there on the website right now, but if you click on the post for this live show, you'll get a comment box, and you'll be able to comment, and we'll respond in kind. Also, the podcast goes up on Monday nights on drinkwithrick.com. The podcast Drink with Rick is available, and there will be a podcast version of this show, and this will be going up shortly after this show is done. But you can catch it Monday nights, normally, each week from the Saturday show. You can hear that Saturday show on the following Monday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. That's 10 p.m. Eastern. And you can follow it on, you can actually subscribe from Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, your favorite Android device, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, Deezer, and by email. You just sign up email and you'll get the latest episode of Drink with Rick as soon as it comes over. Let me introduce you, before we go any farther, let me introduce you to the wines that we're going to be drinking. We're going to be drinking these three wines. We're going to open up a Laterre Chardonnay, a Mongrave Rosé, and we're going to have a Fattoria di Samentana Chianti. So there's going to be a white, a rosé, and a red. Tommy's going to try each one of those. And we've had all three of these wines on the show before. I've reviewed all three of these in the past. So these are wines that I've had before, but Tommy has never tried, and he is going to try for the first time. So let's get started. Before I bring Tommy in, I do want to let you know that today is, well, actually it's tomorrow, the 9:30 is International Podcast Day. And this is what we're doing, some of this. We're doing some of this in, as a celebration of International Podcast Day. International Podcast Day is September 30th, but technically they do it. It's a 24-hour period, and technically there are some people around the world that are celebrating it now because it's 9:30 now in some places, parts of the world. So we're going to be doing it pretty much for the next 24 hours, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Anyway, so join us all for International Podcast Day, and it's actually starting now for us. And having said that, let me introduce my son, Tommy. This is Tommy. Tommy Hi. Savoy, everyone.
Hi. Hi, wine stream. Wine streamers. It took a while. I had to find a place to park my limo. There wasn't really much space in the neighborhood, but I'm here now. And I'm excited to be on the Saturday Night Wine Stream.
We're excited to have you. It's going to be a lot of fun. We have folks joining us in the chat right now, as a matter of fact. Ed's in the chat. It's great to see you, Ed. Ed says, I hear a pre-show. Yeah, there was a pre-show. Nancy's in the chat. I guess Tom and Nancy, right? Hi. She says, hi, Rick and Chi. And my wife, Chi, is in the chat, of course.
Hi, Mom.
Nancy says, hi, Tommy. And I thought I saw, let's see, who else? I think there were a couple other people I saw in the chat earlier. So, we're glad you're joining us. Let's check Twitch for just a moment. See if Sim Cinder's in there. And she's in the chat.
Who?
I see him send her. And let's see, nothing going on YouTube at the moment, but we will we'll check in from time to time on YouTube. So what we have a platter of food here too, by the way, just a few items that we're going to have Tommy taste the wines and then try to pair it with a little bit of food. And we'll talk about the differences and how each one or whether each one helps the food or not or vice versa. For starters, we're going to start off, once again, this is what we have here. This is the, if you missed it, whoops, that's the wrong item. What did I do with the wines? Here we go. But we have the Laterre Chardonnay, the Mongrave Rosé, and the Fattoria di Samentana Chianti. Ooh. And you're going to try each one of those as a white, a rosé, and a red. So you're ready. You ready to start this? Ready to get going?
Yeah.
All right. I tell you what. For starters, hand me that Chardonnay just for a moment, and be careful with the glasses there. Okay. So we have the Chardonnay. We're going to try the white first. Okay. I'm going to go with the white. You're going to taste your first white wine. Now, let me tell you a little bit about the Chardonnay. There you go. I've got this popped up just a little bit. This is a, well, you know what? I shouldn't tell you anything about it. I should just have you taste it, right?
I'm just waiting to realize that, you know, what if you picked like the most nastiest wines for me just to see my
reaction? No, these are all good wines. These are all wines that I have reviewed in the past, and they were good wines. I really enjoyed them. And I'm not a white wine person to speak of. I'm not a white wine drinker per se, but I did really enjoy this wine, as I did with the Mongrave, with the Rosé. I thought they were both very good.
All right, so Chad, I need you to fact check that for me if you really did like them.
There, we've got some good wines here. So here is the Laterre. Now, just hand me one of those glasses and then hand me the other one. And, of course, we are – see, I have my genuine Galway, genuine Irish crystal glass that was given to me by my employers at buy2airradios.com. And I have not one but two glasses here that we're going to taste this out with. And I'm going to pour a little bit here. Now, I'm not using the aerator this time. And the reason I'm not is because we've got three wines to pour, and I've got one aerator, and I don't have time to wash each one. Now, here's what I want you to do. We just opened this bottle. Just let it sit for just a moment. And while it sits for a moment, because we have to let the wine breathe a little bit. You have to let it have some oxygen, especially since we don't have the aerator. It needs to have a little bit of oxygen. You need to oxygenate the wine a little bit. Give it a chance to open up. And so that the flavors of the wine come out. Now, let me explain a couple things about the wine. The Chardonnay. Chardonnays are generally light and kind of buttery and very they're going to be kind of a medium to medium dry wine. But there are a lot of sweet white wines out here. This one is more of a kind of a when we say buttery, It's well, I'm going to have you try
really,
it.
Really, like,
yeah. Like I shouldn't say butter? Anything because I want you to try it and see what you think. Just yeah, Nancy well, says, let Tommy choose. Let Tommy choose.
I'm expecting a full glass of butter now that you said that. I don't know what that means.
It's not not like that at all, really. Now, once you swirl around the glass a little bit, hold it by the stem and not by the glass. And there's a reason for that. Just swirl it just easy, a little bit like that. Yeah, yeah, let it breathe. Now, if you stop swirling and you hold it up to the light a little bit, you'll see, if you look closely,
yeah, it looks like
you'll
wine.
See. No, if you look closely, you'll see some, see the edge, there's some residue that's coming down from the sides of the glass.
Yeah,
see a little bit?
Just a little bit.
Okay, I'll look on this one. There you go. A little bit more residue there. And, those are what's called, they have different words for them, but they're called legs or tears. Well, some people like to use them as an indication of just, you know, I'm not even going there, actually, because I'll tell you, to be honest, I don't give that a whole lot of credence, to be honest. But some people really swear by, you know, the...
how drippy it is?
No, the body of the wine. I'm not even going to go there right now. Not even going to go there.
I mean, already went halfway. Yeah. Might as well finish it.
Let's go ahead and start with the wine because I think everyone wants to see you drinking the wine. Now, wait. Before we do it, we have to give it a little bit of a sniff and tell me what you smell in the wine. Give it a couple of whiffs. Go. Put your nose in there and just put your nose right in there. And tell me what you smell.
Remember when we were like five and we used to drink little juicy juice packets?
Yeah.
That's what I smell.
So you smell some juices. What kind?
Grape. A little bit of that new car smell in there. I don't think you ever used this glass before.
That's okay. Let's go for fruit. Okay. Let's go for fruits.
Okay.
Okay.
Definitely grapes. Apple.
Okay, right? Very okay. Good. Apple. What else?
Man, that leathery smell or whatever it is you used to wash the glass with really overtaken it.
No, I don't think that's the glass.
Really?
Some wines do have a real leather. No, there's no real leather in it, but it has kind of a leathery smell. You guys are enjoying this, aren't you? He hasn't tried wine before. That's his first time.
I don't really smell it either.
Okay, so let's give it a slight taste. The way I want you to taste it is I don't want you to just gulp it down. I want you to put some in your mouth, switch it around just a little bit, let it sit on the tongue for a moment or two, and then just let it sit for a moment, and then think about what you're tasting. Try to pick out certain flavors in the wine, and then swallow.
It's like mouthwash.
Well, you don't swallow mouthwash, I hope. But give it like this. Just and let it go. And tell me what you taste.
That was nasty.
It was nasty. It was nasty.
Yeah, that tasted like soap and...
No, that's a clean glass, Tommy. That's
no, I mean the wine itself. I'm talking about the glass this time. Oh, well, those... Yeah, it tasted like grape and apple. Like, I think probably more apple. So more apple than grape
apple.
Is what I'm
okay,
tasting.
Okay, so you taste some apple. Do you taste anything else in there? Give it another taste. Give it another taste and see if you can pick out any other flavors. But you do it slowly. Just take a little bit in your mouth. Swish around a little bit. And then let a little air in your mouth. And then just swallow.
I don't really know what else I can taste. Definitely have citrus or something.
A little citrusy. Okay.
Really?
No, I'm making a note of that. You're saying it's a little citrusy.
No, I'm saying that there's no citrus in there. I'm trying to rule out what there's not. There's no...
You taste anything else like peach or pear or anything like that?
Maybe like a tiny bit of peach. I also ate peach today, so I mean, I that's fair.
But... You know what a peach tastes like.
Yeah, I know what a peach tastes like. So I have a little experience with peach. Yeah.
Okay, so that's what you're taking, mostly apple. I'll tell you this wine, if you go back and
I
check
more,
that
more,
episode.
More grape than apple. More grape than peach, but more apple than grape.
Well, what you're tasting, you are tasting some apple in a Chardonnay. But when you think about it, when it goes down, does it go down kind of smooth, a little bit silky?
That sits in there for a while.
But does it go down? How does it go down? What's the aftertaste?
Aftertaste is a little acidic. So,
a little acidic. Okay, there's a little acidity in the wine. Not a whole lot. There's a little acidity in the wine. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not if like I drink apple cider or something, mm-hmm. but like it's still I can still.
But
feel
the
it.
Apple is dominant.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd say apple is dominant.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fair. That's fair. Dominant for apple on the Chardonnay. Okay. So I'll tell you what this wine is. So your first taste of alcohol, let's see, what is this? 12.5% alcohol by volume, which is a little low by some standards. So that's your first taste of... okay, now what I'd like for you to do, because we don't have a bucket to spit that out in, do we? I forgot one.
What am I spitting out?
I forgot. Here, dump it in this glass. Dump the rest in this glass for now.
Okay.
I didn't bring anything to wash it with, but... A little bit of water. Let me give you a little bit of water here. So you rinse that off. All right. We're kind of doing this on the fly because I didn't bring a...
He just wants to give me the samplers. He doesn't want me to...
We'll drink more later. We'll drink more later. But what I want you to do is try each one at a time. Okay? Try each one at a time. Now, we're going to try the rosé here. Okay. I didn't come all that prepared. This glass works. Okay. I'm going to try it. What I'd like for you to do first is I'd like to have a little bit of cracker
A little bit of cleansing of the palate.
Yeah, cleansing of the palate. Have a little bit of water.
Don't mind if I do.
And then just try a little bit of the water. And then we're going to try the next wine on the list. Now, when we're talking about this, what we were just trying out here was this. This was the Leterre. The Leterre Chardonnay. This was actually purchased at Wine Store. Actually, all three of these wines were purchased in Wine Store in Blakeney, North Carolina. But that's what we were doing. Now, let me tell you what the next wine is going to be that we're going to try out. We're going to try out the rosé. If you can bring it over here just a minute, and we'll give that a try. Let me show you what that bottle looks like for all the folks at home.
Mongrave or something?
Mongrave. It's Mongrave. The T is silent. It's French. It's a Mongrave 2019 Rosé. This is from the south of France. And this is 100% Sasson. That's how it's spelled. It looks like it says Sinsalt, but it's pronounced Sasson.
Croissant?
No, Sasson.
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 Sasson?
It's French.
No tea?
No. It's French. So I'm not going to tell you what this tastes like, but I'm going to see if you can guess. We're going to have a little bit. We're going to try a little bit of this wine. I'm going to try a little bit of this wine here. And I'm going to pour a little bit of this wine here in the glass. I'll tell you what, so everybody can see. I am pouring a little wine into this glass. I want you to do the same thing you did before.
Switch it around.
I want you to switch around a little bit. Give it a few moments to breathe. Tell you what, while it's breathing, let's check the chat again for just a moment. While it's breathing, kind of quiet in the chat. Oh, no, we had scrolling down. It was scrolling down, okay.
No, I was scrolling.
Nancy says, how do you know he has never tried wine?
Good question.
He's my son. Benny's in the chat. Great to see you, Benny. Benny says, hi, Tommy. You look good. Happy birthday and love you. And that's
hi,
from
Aunt Benny.
Aunt Benny.
Love you too, Aunt Benny.
And Nancy says, Tommy, you're so handsome.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I have to agree.
I know she's talking to me.
Oh, it runs in the genes, right?
Yeah, right. Runs in the genes. So I want you to switch around just a little bit. Let it breathe for just a couple more minutes. And while it's doing that, I would, in fact, I'm going to put some in my glass too. I'm going to dump this in here. And while it's doing that, I would like for you to tell us a little bit about yourself. You know, my son Tommy is, and we're doing this on International Podcast Day, or the eve of International Podcast Day, I guess I could say. Tommy is a 10-year veteran of podcasting. You celebrated your 10-year anniversary in June 6th of this year. And he's been doing it for a long time. Of course, I've been doing it since 2006. So I've been doing it for about 14 years. But Tommy's a second-generation podcaster, and he's done a lot of different podcasts in his day, starting out. What was the first one you did?
The first one I did was a show I did with my sister, Tia, who I believe is in the chats. We did it when I was about 10 years old, 10, 9 or 10 years old. Tia was like 11 or 12. And we did a show called the Tia and Tommy Show. It was like, let's say, 4 or 5 episodes of us just, you know, we scripted it out, and we had a very educational show about things like Word of the Day, talk about what's going on in our lives. We write short stories. And it was a very good entry point for me for podcasting, because it taught me how to sit in front of a mic and not sneeze into the mic or whatever. All, you know, the basic stuff, not how to format a show, because I was a little young for that. And I hadn't really, like, gotten myself accustomed to it. And I didn't really know what I was doing. But that was what my dad was for, because then I started another show, which was about geek stuff. It was Nintendo Teens. I did that when I was about a teenager. And of course, that name couldn't stick because I'm no longer a teenager. So had to can that show. But I wanted to talk about stuff that I enjoyed and that involved a lot of geek stuff. So which is why I started a bunch of geek shows in my podcasting career. It's been fun. And My most recent one I'm doing right now is I got my shirt for, but I don't think you can see the entirety of the shirt.
Cube Command.
Yeah, Cube Command. Cube Command is my geek news show that I do with a couple buddies of mine. We sit down and chill for about a half hour to 45 minutes and just talk about stuff that's going on in the week. We review like television shows, movies, games, comic books, really geeky things that we enjoy doing. And we actually have it's been running for 69 episodes so far. We recorded a bunch more, but we have a very special one coming out this Wednesday in about 2 days for International Podcast Day. No, one day. Oh, today's Tuesday, isn't it?
Today's Tuesday.
Today's Tuesday. Yeah. Yeah, we have a one coming out tomorrow. Okay. Yeah, look at that.
On International Podcast
Day. On International Podcast Day. So I had a special guest, Mr. Drink with Rick, the man, the myth, the legend. He's going to sit down with me, and we're going to talk about sci-fi and his history specifically with sci-fi in movies and television, because he edited a lot of television shows back in his editing career, and he has a lot of interesting history to share, and I think you're going to enjoy the episode. I had a lot of fun recording and editing it.
And then this Tommy site here that you're looking at, Cube Command site, that's how do we get there?
How did we get there? Oh, you mean like URL? Yeah, URL is www.cubecommand.com. And you can find all our podcast archives. You can find links to the Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, all those apps that we're on, you can find on the sidebar. We also post our YouTube stuff too, because we do YouTube under the same name. And yeah, everything you need to find about our show is on the website.
Very cool, Tom. It's very, very, very cool. Okay, so we're going to try this wine here in just a moment or two. Let me check back into the chat for just a moment. Let's see. We've got some folks in Twitch here. Caldeo 60 says, "Happy birthday, Tommy." And is it TXYZ says, "Let's go, birthday boy."
Thank you, Jane.
Okay, you know.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, pretty much know.
Lude Baby says, "Happy birthday." That's Cynthia.
Oh,
that's Cynthia. Up, Cynthia? No, Cynthia.
Hi.
Yeah, it's great to see you.
Thank you. And
thanks for joining us in the chat here. CM Cinder says it's the birthday.
Oh, you got me on that. I don't know who that is.
Right. Well, we know who that is. Bombastic says birthday boy.
Oh, it's Brianna. Hi, Brianna.
Yeah, Brianna. Wow.
It's actually her birthday, too.
Oh, is it Brianna's birthday? We'll have to toast her. Okay, make a note of that. We're going to have to toast Brianna. All right. We'll do that when we do the rosé, because I think that fits, too. Iconic 27, I know who that is.
It's Nick.
Soap taste, he says, and fancy.
Soap taste.
It's really
good. Yeah, I said it tasted like soap.
Oh.
Nick, I hope you are, I'm not alone here. I hope you have that same, otherwise I'm going to be really scared for my taste buds.
Oh, and Nancy says, that was Tom, not Nancy, on the wine question. Okay, as Tom
about picking the wine, or how do you know he's never had
wine? I kind of figure that might be Tom. Yeah, thanks, Tom. Okay, well, let's go ahead before we go any farther. Let's go ahead and because we need to. You said it was Brianna's birthday today.
Yep.
No. Oh, okay, so we're gonna have to toast her, but first let's try this wine. Now, this is a rosé. It's also fairly dry, not super dry, but kind of fairly dry and a little sweet to it, maybe.
It's dry?
Not really. A little bit sweet.
Not like literally dry.
It's a rosé, and there are sweet and there are dry rosés.
So, but they're dry? What do you mean when you say dry?
Okay, I'll explain that in just a moment.
So I'm looking at a lot of liquid right now.
Okay. Swish that around just a little bit. Okay, there we go. And what I'd like for you to do... The same thing before, get a whiff of it, put your nose right in there, take a deep whiff of it. Tell me what you what you smell.
That's the Welch's I remember. That's juicy juice.
And so it smells
really similar to the Chardonnay. Okay.
Does it really?
To me, yeah. Okay.
It's, give it another smell and see if you can pick out any subtle flavors, anything subtly in there. Something maybe just hints of this or that. Does this smell maybe possibly a little citrusy?
You trying to put ideas in my head?
No, I'm just asking. No, I'm asking.
No, actually, I want to say cherry, but I think that's probably subconscious because it's like red. Uh-huh. So,
all right. Well, now take a taste the same way that I told you to taste the last one. Just put in your mouth, swish around a little bit, and then swallow after a few seconds. Give it a chance to taste it in your mouth.
Okay, yeah, I did actually taste some citrus.
Taste some citrus. What kind?
Orange, I think.
No orange?
A bit of
Okay.
orange. I don't want to say just
Be
orange.
honest. I mean, it's okay. It's your taste
There
first
might have been a
tasting. Be
little bit of lemon.
honest.
Of course, I could be making this all up. You'll never know. But I want to say like either orange or lemon. Orange or lemon.
Lemon. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's anything else that you taste in there? Take another taste.
Definitely. Like that apple kind of taste that was in the last one, the Chardonnay.
Okay, apple or anything else like a pear or peach or something.
I've tasted it. I saw the look in your eyes when I said apple, so I'm guessing there's no apple in there.
Well, there's no
And a
apple in
very
any of this.
disappointed,
There's
yet
no
a very
apple in any of
disappointed
this.
look in your face, like, this is
No,
my son
not at
right
this
here.
point. No, not at all. Not at all. You taste what you think you want to taste. There's no apple in any of
Oh,
it.
I didn't even swish that one. I gotta take another taste, I guess.
Okay, take another taste. I'll take one too.
Kind of flat.
Flat.
Like I'm drinking a flat Sprite or something.
Well, it's not
It's not
bubbly or it's
carbonated.
not
Yeah,
carbon. No,
no,
it's
but
not supposed to be. It's not
has
supposed
kind
to
of
be.
like a sit in your mouth kind of taste, you
Okay.
know? Yeah, I mean, I don't know unless you're trying to dig out of my response
No,
here.
no, no. First of all, you're not a sommelier. You're not a professional wine taster or anything like that. So I don't expect any.
Not
And
yet,
neither am
no.
I, really. So, but I've been drinking it for a long time, so I know how to pick out
Got
some
about like
flavors.
80
But
more years on me.
the thing is that not quite that long, but it's getting there. So,
Maybe
lost
peach? I don't know. I feel like peach would be drowned out. Because like
Okay,
peach isn't
let's
like that
see.
strong.
Benny's asking, is it sweet? Can it be ladies drink? Is it sweet or is it now
It's
you
a
were
little bit
asking me
sweet,
the
yeah.
question the difference between sweet and dry. And drier wines are wines that are not really sweet. They're going to be a little bit more
Blander,
not blander, but they're going to
bitter.
be they're you can tell between sweet and dry. What I should have done is I should have gotten a sweet wine and put it next to a dry wine so you could tell the difference. But these are all fairly dry wines, but it's not sweet, right? Doesn't taste sweet at all. Doesn't taste like syrup or anything like
Oh, no, not syrup.
that. Because some of them do get that syrupy taste, kind of sweet, and it's some wines, and we're not even going to discuss those right now. But
People putting syrup in their wines?
no, it's just a sweet wine is going to be sweet. I mean, it's going to taste sweet. It's going to taste
So
like
I'll
the
be able to
sugar in it,
tell.
like, kind of like
Unless someone dunks
you'll be
sweet
able to
tarts in it
tell.
or
You'll be able
something.
to tell. So, what do you think of this one? Which one do you like better so far? Do you like the white wine or do you like the rosé?
I don't know
Which
if
one do
I've
you
tasted
like
enough yet
better?
to know. I'd say probably this one. I kind of
You
like this
like
one. It's
that
a
one
little more
better?
fruity, this one.
Yeah, it's more fruity. Okay, it's fruity.
So I gotta say, and I like fruit, so by default, I think I kind of like this one better than the Chardonnay.
Okay. All
What's this one
right.
called again? The
That's a rosé. That's a
rosé.
Moncave. Once again,
Moncave.
that's let me see if I can find the photos again here. Here. Oh, that's not the right photo.
That is the right photo.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah.
No. I mean, it's not the right photo of the wine. I lost track of where all my wines were. Here it is. That's the
There you go.
Moncave Rosé. Yeah, I got mixed up here on which button I was pushing.
Okay, you had a lot to drink.
Not yet. Not yet. The night is young.
Oh, get some more.
Well, let's see more in the chat. Jessie's in the chat,
Hi,
Jessie T,
Jesse.
and she
Thanks.
says happy birthday.
Thank you.
And
He
let's see
said
who
it
else.
was weird to t Oh, so Nick tried wine, but
Okay,
he said it
so
tasted
what
weird.
you didn't like wine, Nick? So it did taste weird, huh? It did. It was weird to taste. And
It looks like
TNT
Jaden hasn't tasted
XYZ.
it
Now,
yet.
who's TNT XYZ?
TNT, that's Jaden.
Jaden.
He
Okay,
said
he
he
says
hasn't
he hasn't had a wine
had
yet.
wine yet.
Okay. Now we were going to do one more thing.
Yeah, you
Let's
could
do it
toast
right
with
now.
us.
That's right. We're going to toast
Yeah.
Brianna. We're going to toast our friend Brianna.
You
And
taught me off here, bartender.
you got plenty in there. It doesn't take much to toast, but let's give a toast a birthday. Well, we've got to do it right.
We gotta
If
do
we're
it
going to do
right.
it, If
we're, oh, sorry, you need, yeah, you need your thing.
If we're going to, you know, I forgot I was hanging on that photo. Okay, if we're going to do it right, we have to do the...
We do a wide shot, right?
Yeah. If we're going to do it right, we have to do this. We have to do
There
we go. We have to have the fireworks.
It looks like I'm really there.
So this is for Brianna's birthday. Happy birthday,
Happy
Brianna.
Happy birthday, Brianna.
Happy birthday. And click it in. There we go. You're starting off right there, Tommy.
I learned it from you.
Okay, yeah. Anyway, well, I hope, Brianna, you're having a great birthday. It's Tommy's birthday, too. Well,
yeah.
We'll toast a couple more birthdays. Anyone else having a birthday coming up in the chat?
You got a birthday, speak up now, because we only got one more wine to open.
Almost one more wine, but we don't have a whole lot of time left. I think we're halfway through now. We have to be done by
1 o'clock. Yeah, unfortunately.
We have to be done by 9. She says, "Happy birthday, Brianna." Yeah. Okay, so hand me the other wine. Now, once again, what we were drinking was this.
Fattoria Samotanta.
I've stayed on that one too long, I guess. That was what we were just drinking. That's what we just finished drinking. And what we're going to do now is we're going to drink this wine. This is a Fattoria di Samotanta.
Oh, I said that.
This is an Italian wine. And you're part Italian, so this is an Italian wine. This is the 2018 Chianti. And this is from, let's see, part of Italy. It is from, it's made with organic grapes. Now, this is an organic wine. Uh-huh. Unlike some of the others, this is made with organic grapes. So we're going to try this out.
Am I
going to
really taste the difference? Is it really that?
It's 13.5%. How much alcohol was in the monk? It was 12%. So these are all not too high alcohol content.
What's the difference between an organic grape wine and a processed?
Grown organically without fertilizers, without pesticides.
Yeah, but do you like taste it? Is it really like?
You can taste the difference, and especially if it was organically fermented too. Then if it was naturally fermented, then you can taste the difference. Oftentimes, yeah. And it's better for you to have it organic grapes and have it naturally fermented as far as that's concerned, instead of having it fermented with added sulfites and things like that. Just my opinion, but
I believe so.
I strongly agree. We're gonna open up this one, and while I'm opening up this wine, why don't you? Tell everybody a little bit more about what you're doing right now. You're going to college right now, right?
I am. I'm enrolled in App State. Can I say that?
Sure you can.
Okay, cool. I'm enrolled in App State, taking online classes. So I'm here at home base. If I was there, we would have had me travel down anyway. But I'm his son.
That's all you can say about yourself.
Yeah. Let's see. You know, once I made this art project out of two chairs that I super glued together and spray painted out in the front driveway.
Tell us a little more about what you're doing right now.
Oh, okay. Right now,
what's your major?
I'm a communications major. I major in electronic media broadcasting specifically. So I'm taking a class where I get to do some work at the radio station next year at App State. Currently. Working on my podcasts and my editing hobbies. I'm hoping to get a career in editing at some point, you know, after graduation, once I go through my classes. I feel like I'm doing an interview or something. I have to hand you my resume at some point.
All right, well, I'll tell you what. I've got this ready. And what I did was I opened this bottle and then I cleared out your glass. What I'd like for you to do first is have a little bit of cracker. You don't have to eat a whole cracker. Just eat a little cracker. Clear your palate. Have some water to clear the palate with. And then I'm going to pour some of this wine. Now, this is the red. This is the Fattoria di Samotanta. Okay?
I like that color.
Now, the white and the rosés, they did taste different, right? They were different tasting wines. Pretty close, though.
Yeah, they were...
Okay.
They had their, differences, but you know, I had the same feel in my mouth, I guess. Is like,
All right. This is something a little different. This is going to be a red, and we're going to see. We're going to find out whether or not you. Why am I putting the cork on there?
I don't know.
Let's see.
So you want to find out? On?
Not right now, because we need it to breathe. We need a couple minutes for it to breathe. While it's breathing, let's go in and check the chat again. Alex is in the chat. Alex, great to see you in the chat.
Hi, Alex.
He says, "Happy birthday, Tommy."
And Alex, you like wine?
Here. Alex doesn't drink a lot of wine, does he?
I'm not sure.
Okay, let's see. What else? Sim Cinder says, told you to give him a variety. Iconic said, what was the one you had? Oh, he's asking Tia what she had.
I'm just going to broadcast their conversation right there for everyone.
Yeah, pretty much. TNTXYZ says, oh, that was my sister's major.
Oh, yeah. I hear it's actually a popular major, especially for in App State. Like, there's a lot of communications people and classes there, and the communications department is actually pretty big from what I can understand.
So your mom says, Pete, Denise, Aunt Connie said happy birthday. They are watching but unable to put a comment. Oh, wow. Sorry they can't do that, but it's great to see you all there. Hope everyone's doing well, Pete, Denise, and Aunt Connie. All right, let's go ahead and try. Let's swish this around a little bit. Swish it around a little bit. Now, if you swish it around a little bit for a moment, then you hold it up to light, and you might see a few more of those tears. You give it a minute or two, and then you'll see these lines coming down. You see some of that?
You mean the liquid?
Yep, on the side of the glass, coming down the sides of the glass, the liquid.
Yeah.
Little kind of stringy things, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, those are the tears. Those are the legs, what they call the legs of the wine.
Spelled T-E-A-R or
T-E-A-R-S. Okay. Tear, like you crying, like tear. Yeah.
Okay, crying wine.
So we're going to have you try this wine.
Oh, I see.
And all right, go ahead and let me see if I can get.
Now, this looks like grape juice.
All right, you go ahead and try that, and take a whiff. That smells different from.
Oh, that's more grape in there, a lot more grape.
Well, they're all grape. Yeah, they're all made. All wine, real wine, is made from grape. But
oh, there's more in there though.
Yeah, there's more in there. What do you smell?
Definitely not peach.
No, it's definitely not peach, but that's a good call. What else do you smell? What?
If I rule out everything.
No, not everything.
Like fruits, right?
Fruits or anything.
Anything?
Anything. Anything like you smell any wet leaves, any smokiness, any...
You know, I do
oaky
smell
stuff.
A couple logs in there, yeah.
A couple logs, a little oaky. Do you smell?
My sense of smell isn't really sensitive, so I feel like I'm missing something here.
What is it? Do you smell anything, any flowery notes to it of any sort? Anything?
Now that you say it's a little bit smokier than the Chardonnay and the Rosé.
Smell anything like berries or nuts or any
oh, yeah, definitely
spices?
Berries.
Any spices?
I say probably cherry.
Yeah, okay. Good. All right, go ahead and give it a taste. Give it a taste and see what it tastes like.
Definitely a lot of cherry.
Yep, a lot of cherry. Any other?
Maybe raspberry?
Raspberry, yeah. Could be some raspberry in there.
No blueberry.
No blueberry, but there are wines that have a blueberry flavor to them. Yeah. And I'll tell you what it's.
Strawberry ones?
It doesn't really say here.
I don't think there's any strawberry in here, but did they make strawberry ones?
Oh, yeah. There are wines that have strawberry flavors to them and things like that. But keep in mind that they don't put any of those things in the wine. This is what makes wine very special.
What am I drinking?
Have a little more. Yes.
They don't put the juice in here?
It's grape. It's all fermented grape. It's all fermented grape.
Oh, man. I've been lied to my whole life.
It's all fermented grape. Let's see who else in the chat. Oh, Savannah's in the chat. Cousin Savannah.
Happy birthday to you too, cousin.
From Savannah. You know, Savannah just got married. They recently got married. I believe.
Oh, they did. Yeah, congratulations
on
that too.
I recently toasted them on one of the streams. We'll toast them again. You know, congratulations, Savannah. And let's see what else is going on at Twitch at the moment. Let's see.
Oh, that one went. Ooh, I don't like how that one went down.
Caldeo says, no, I've not had any alcohol. Personal choice. Nothing wrong with that. No, absolutely nothing wrong with that. And Jesse T says, do you prefer white or
red wine?
Red and dry.
Yeah, that's okay. For you.
Oh, me? She's asking me.
I assume. I mean,
I prefer reds.
First time drinking this, I
can drink a white if it's a good one, but I prefer reds myself. I prefer red wines. And Chianti is one of my favorite wines. Your grandfather kind of weaned me on Chianti. I started drinking it when I was very young.
What's Chianti?
Chianti, that's what this is.
Oh, Chianti. That's a Chianti?
This is a Chianti.
I thought it said Chianti.
No, it's Chianti.
Oh.
Pronounced Chianti. A lot of different red wines. This one is from Italy. It's an Italian red wine.
2018.
This is 2018. So it was bottled in 2018. And so it's been aging since then.
Yeah, I guess that's how time works. Yeah.
Yeah. So you were asking me just real quick.
She's talking about the tears of the.
Oh, tears! The tears in the wine.
It's morbid.
Okay, let me explain. Oh, we miss you too, Savannah. Thank you. We were talking about, you were asking me about the wine, that it's all grape. Yes, it's 100% grape. This is the thing about wine, Tommy. This is what makes wine so very special. And that is you can take, you can ferment this wine and you can make wines out of these grapes and they can taste like a lot of different things. You can pick out, the things you picked out apple in the white, right?
Right.
Okay.
Actually, I think I picked out apple in both of them, but not this one.
Okay. And which is fair because you get apple flavors out of some of these wines. You can get peach and pear. You can get a lot of different flavors. You can get a lot of different different types of tastes, I should say, out of these things. And that's what's really, really fascinating about the wines. Let's take the red here. The red here, you get cherry, raspberry. You can get all kinds of. They can taste a little bit like wet leaves, or a little oaky, or maybe a little tobacco taste. Not in this particular one.
Oh.
But I'm saying in some of them you can get you can get a certain oakiness, especially if they've been aged in oak barrels for a long time. They can have different. They can taste like different. They have little smoky flavors to them. They can be rather tart.
Can they have like a meaty flavor?
They can.
Because you think smoked, I think like
not meat, but they can have a flavor that actually can kind of pair well with meat. A smoky flavor, like, you know, if you kind of. I don't want to say forest fire. That's a poor choice.
I don't think,
especially these days. It's kind of like a grill,
like a campfire.
Kind of like that.
Smoking
is. They can taste like a lot of different things.
Yeah.
But it's amazing that you can have all these different flavors, and then when they go down, sometimes when they're on the tip of your tongue, they can have one taste. And then when they're swishing around, you can have a different taste.
Yeah,
and then
it
when
you had
swallow
a different
it,
taste
you
here.
Get a completely different taste from that. We've got wines that taste, some of the white wines that taste like pineapple, and you've got red wines.
Is it normal
that taste
for it to like burn?
Well, that you're tasting a little bit of the alcohol there.
Okay. All right. Just want to make sure that's like
it's
normal.
Not burn. Yeah, that's okay. Normal. It has a warm, kind of a warm feeling.
Yeah,
that's the alcohol mostly. So
just out of curiosity, what does wet leaves taste? Because that's just been sticking in my mind.
Well, if you smell a wet leaf, it's kind of like you can kind of guess what it tastes like.
Okay.
But
We're not out here.
What we're talking about here, Tommy, is that you can get all these complex, and some of them can have a combination, a very complex combination of all these flavors and that one wine. And the amazing thing about it is that it all comes from the grape.
So they keep the grapes in these different conditions and...
They grow them in different conditions, different climates, different soils. They sometimes, so like for the white wines, and you know, a lot of them, they'll peel off the skins.
Could you taste the climate it was grown in? If you're really tuned into it,
you can actually guess the type of soil that it is grown in.
Wow.
And whether it was kind of a sandy soil or a really rocky soil.
Can you do that?
Or a very, very, or a clay soil or something like that. My palate is not that trained enough to do that. I can pick out all these flavors, but to be honest, some of these people that they trained years and years and decades to sort of pick that out. There's an art to that, and there's kind of a talent to it as well. Hmm. I don't like to worry about that. I'm just an everyman. I just like to drink wine. TNTXYZ says, pretty good advice my grandfather gave me was that your father is the best drinking partner you can have.
Yeah.
I'll drink to that. There you go. Okay. You know, there's one more toast I'd like to make real quick with whatever we have left in the glass here. I'd like to toast... Charity Feemster's birthday, my boss Charity, her birthday was yesterday on the 28th, and I'd like to her, give her a quick birthday toast. Let me bring up the fireworks again. She is one of my employers at Buy2Areas.com. Really, really nice lady, and they've taken real good care of us over the years. I want to say happy birthday to you, Charity. Happy birthday. May you have many, many, many more.
Happy birthday.
We're running short on time, so a couple of things I want to cover too, real quick. One of the things I'm surprised you didn't mention that you're also a ham.
I am.
Yeah, the ham radio operator. You and I got our ham licenses sometime back. At the same time, we studied at the same time.
Yeah, I think it was 2013 was the technician's license, and the general license was 2014.
Yeah, we went back, got the general license in 2014, and it's a fun hobby. It's a fun hobby. Speaking of ham, since you've been dealing with radios for a long time, and you have a few of these radios yourself, I just want a quick thing about radios is that weather radios is still hurricane season, so you know, get your weather radios while you can. And we have a promo code that you can use if you're into radios at all, weather radios, ham radios like us, GMRS, FRS radios, marine radios, any kind of radios, airband radios. If you go to buy2wayradios.com, go to buy2wayradios.com, enter the promo code WINESHOW, that's WINESHOW, WINESHOW at checkout. You can save 5% off your entire order. That's your entire order at buy2wayradios.com. Now, for full disclosure, I am the product manager for Byte 2-Way Radios, but I'm not making anything extra, okay? I'm not sponsoring the show, per se. I'm not making anything extra by doing that. This is just the promo code for you, so you can go use the promo code. We're not making any extra money on it. Trust me, we make 5% less by using the promo code, but it's just something that they said, yeah, you can do that. You can offer your viewers and your listeners 5% discount on it. So that's cool. So I like to give the 5% discount out to everybody who watches and who listens to Drink with Rick. Back to the chat for just a minute. Let's see. We're going to have to wrap this up here shortly because we're coming up on our hour. But back to the chat real quick. Nothing else too much going on there.
Nancy says cheers.
Yeah. Oh, Nancy says cheers. Cheers. Cheers to Tommy. You know what? That's right. We have to toast him one more time because I'll fill up the glass again. What do you want? Do you want this is Tommy's choice now.
All right. Give me the full cocktail.
No, you don't mix them up. Oh. Trust me. You don't want to mix them up. they're not three great tastes that go great together. You want to try one at a time. What would you prefer? What do you like best? I think that's what everyone wants to know. What do you like best? Do you like white? Do you like rosés? Or do you like the reds?
I think I like the reds.
You like the reds. Okay, man. Okay, well, we're going to pour a little bit more of the red wine for you. And I think also your mom wanted you to try, she wanted you to do a taste test with her steak because you make a great steak kebab tonight. That's thing that we can cover real quick. Wines really are made to go with meals. I mean, you can drink them on their own, a lot of wines. Some wines are really not meant for that. They're meant to be had with a meal. And they really help you digest. There's a lot of benefits to having wine with your meal, in moderation, of course. And one of the things is that they have discovered that it is actually healthy for your gut. So, for drinking wine in moderation. So, what I'd like for you to do is try, we're going to try this steak kebab that your mom made tonight. Try a piece of steak and then try this with wine and see what it does. See what the combination does. Cheers. Yeah, cheers. It's a little cold now because it's been sitting there for a while.
Yeah, it's kind of cold now.
And your mom would say, chew your food up 30 times. Your meat.
I don't know if 30 is really necessary.
Mm-hmm. So,
just chewing.
Still chewing, huh? Then you just take a swig. Now, when you have it with the meat, when it's mixed with the meat. And actually, this is really good. This is a, what was this? Gee, it was filet mignon. It was filet mignon, I believe. And so that's a really good cut of meat to go with this wine. But when you mix the wine with the food, it changes the chemistry of everything a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So what is it? What did it do? What did you taste? Because you had some of this meat for dinner. We had some of that for dinner.
Right.
It was pretty good.
Yeah, it was
whatever
really
you
good,
didn't
yeah.
slather with barbecue sauce.
I like barbecue sauce. I'm not going to apologize.
Okay, but the meat on its own. What did you taste? When you tasted the meat here and then had the wine with it, it changed a little bit, didn't it?
Yeah, it kind of – well, the meat soaked in the wine. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely like – I don't want to say the meat was dry. Don't get me wrong, Mom. It was good.
It wasn't dry. No,
it wasn't dry, but it's like it's not like, you know, soaked with stuff. But when you eat it with the wine, it soaks up the wine. It kind of like, what's the word I'm looking for? Kind of
enhanced?
Enhanced it,
enhance
yeah.
the flavor? Okay. No, and
combines,
that's good.
It combines.
Yeah, enhance the flavor. It brings out the flavors of the meat.
Yeah.
Which is what
kind of like the opened wine up the meat, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. There you go. It's like what they complemented each other, didn't
yeah,
they?
Yeah. Yeah.
They did, as they should do. You know,
it was
good
like a wine
pairing,
sponge.
A good pairing, a great pairing between a wine and a certain dish. Those the two of them will complement each other. They won't. You can tell the difference. Like if you have something that you're eating, if you're eating a burger and you're having a soda that you like, it doesn't really do that, does
not
it?
Really.
And you're just keeping yourself hydrated. Well, not really hydrated. You just have something to drink with the burger. It's not the same thing. With here, this is where you're enjoying. You're really enjoying your meal. You're not just eating a meal. You're enjoying
the meal.
You're combining it. You're combining the wine and the dinner into one entity for
like
an entire experience. Retire dining experience.
It's kind of like if you. This is going to sound like really like probably insulting, but if you paired like a good sandwich with a bag of chips.
Well,
I know that's probably not what wine connoisseurs
want
to hear.
Is
the analogy to like a.
They have to be good chips. If you don't have the right bag of chips,
if they're like
the right
kettle cooked chips and like a turkey sandwich, that's really good.
Yeah, but
it complements each other.
But if you have some bag of chips that don't go well with that.
Yeah, if you're eating like I don't know, like
onion, the garlic and onion chips with the
garlic or like Doritos or something, and pastrami.
Some people like that, but yes, something like that. But it's.
That wasn't like the high class answer you're looking for. But that's all I could come up with.
This is not a highbrow kind of show. I mean, we're doing this in front of everybody and on these different platforms. It's not really exactly a highbrow kind of show. This is a fun show where everybody's just getting in and doing their thing. Let's see here. TNT XYZ says vodka and whiskey are alcohol that are good mixers, not at the same time, of course. And generally, those are the kind of things that I don't like to have that with a meal. That's something that I have aside from a meal, but with a meal, I prefer the wine. A lot of these wines are made to go with certain dishes. And there are actually certain dishes that are prepped up to go with certain, to complement certain wines very well. So it's
specifically made to...
Well, they're prepared to say, you know, this would go good with a nice, you know...
bag of chips.
with a nice Chardonnay or a nice, you know, like white wines, some of these white wines you kind of want to eat with fish or some other seafood or chicken or white meats. The rosés, you can have those. Some of those you can have with some red meats, but also a lot of veggies and things like that. Along those lines. And then the red wines, they go good with meats and cheeses and veggies. The rosé is good with some cheeses too, actually.
Fortunately, I'll never know what wine tastes like with fish.
Well, I'll tell you what. I generally don't drink wine with fish either, so I can't help you there. But I'll tell you what. Let's see who's in the chat here. Is it Dinah? Dina, my cousin from Philippines, says Tommy is such a handsome young man
with a
Pinoy sense of humor. So I think it's just about time to wrap this up. We're getting towards the end of the hour. So any final thoughts? What's your final review on this? What are your final thoughts on this, on the wines? So you prefer the reds over the whites?
Yeah.
And the rosé as well.
But in general...
In general?
It's kind of nasty. Not nasty, but it's just I'm not used to it. It's like when I started drinking coffee. It was really bitter, and I hated it. But now I drink a cup of black coffee every morning. So, I mean, it's not something that's like I like first time. I'm just going to say that, like, be honest.
Okay.
But I think with, like, drinking it a little more, I get used to it. And, you know...
It's okay. A lot of people don't like wine, and they don't like it the first time. And then they
I know
they
that was Tia's response for, too.
Yeah, she didn't really care for any of the wines that she tried, but then she tried another wine. I think there was something else that was flavored that she liked that she thought was pretty good. So everyone has their taste. Everyone's taste is a little bit different, and just because you don't like a certain kind of wine, somebody else might like what somebody else.
Yeah, and these are only like three wines too.
So, yeah, there are so many different kinds. Look behind me.
Chocolate wine we had done.
No, yeah, chocolate wine we'll have to have sometime. Look at all the wines behind me. A lot of different wines that we've tried on Drink.
You drank all that?
Yeah, I've had every single one. So some of them not completely. There were a couple that I did toss.
You have to finish them off screen. Yeah.
There were a couple that I did toss down the sink because I couldn't finish them. But most of them were actually pretty good. So anyway, so your overall review, you say you would drink wine again?
I drink it on occasion. On again. Not every day, but probably not every week. Day. But probably like a monthly thing, you know, like it's a wine day.
For a special occasion, like Thanksgiving or
like once a year, every decade.
4th of July or something like that. Yeah. Okay. All right. So fair enough.
He's going to disown me off camera.
No, not at all.
After we get off,
don't overdo it. This is the most important thing is drinking responsibly. The wine should be like a food, like something else you'd eat, that you'd eat or drink in moderation, always in moderation. You don't want to overdo it. And as I always tell everyone, don't drink and drive, don't text and drive, certainly don't drink and drive. Anyway, I think it's time to close this up for the night. I want to thank everybody for being here tonight.
Twitch a little bit.
Yeah, we did. I want to thank Ed for being in the chat. Thanks for joining us, Ed, for tonight. And Nancy and my lovely wife, Chi, of course. And Benny and Alex and Savannah, thanks for joining us. I want to thank everybody who joined me on Facebook. Who else we had? Alex and Savannah and let's see, on Twitch. Who will join us on Twitch tonight? CM Cinder, Caldeo 60, TNT XYZ, Lewd Baby, Bombastic, Iconic 27, and Jesse T. And let's see, everyone else.
Who... Chips and Sandwiches are the best duo. See, at least that? I got someone to back me up.
Okay,
here.
Chips and Sandwiches are the best duo. Okay. Thanks for joining me here tonight. Really, thanks for joining us tonight. We really, really appreciate it.
Thanks for the happy birthday wishes again.
Yeah, happy birthday. Oh, that's right. We almost forgot one more time. Happy birthday to Tommy. Happy birthday to you. All right. Once again,
went down a little easier.
Tomorrow night, we're going to be doing this again. We're going to be doing 8 o'clock, 8 to 9 p.m. tomorrow night for another special edition of Drink with Rick. But this time, we're going to try. Tommy's going to try beer for the first time. We have a couple of beers. We're going to try two beers. And we're going to see what he thinks of beer. So we're going to have that. So please, I hope everybody joins me tomorrow night because it's going to be the beer edition of Drink with Rick. The first ever beer edition. Tommy's going to try it for the first time.
You've never drank beer on this show?
Never. I've never had a beer on this show. So, anyway, I hope everyone will join me for that, or join us for that, I should say. Get used to having another person here with me. Anyway, please, as I said before, you can contact me, rick@savoymedia.com, if you have any questions. Also, visit Tommy's website at cubecommand.com. Please do not drink and drive. Please do not text and drive because we want to see everybody. We want everybody to have a great week and we want everybody to have a safe week. And join us here tomorrow night for this other special beer edition of Drink with Rick. And we can all get together, 8 p.m. Eastern time, yeah. And we can all get together and drink with Rick. Good night.